have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
It's not worth wasting time on things you can't change.
It is such a blessing be alive. It is such a blessing to have this opportunity to share with each of you on today. We thank God. We have entered into the final few days as we approach Mother's Day, a time to, of course, thank God for the woman who birthed us. All of us were birthed through a woman. Amen. Whether she was like the best in your eyesight, fair to Midland, or just was not present in your life, we need to thank God that she brought us here. Amen. Nothing could have been accomplished if she had not brought us here. So let's thank God for mothers, and let's show our appreciation however we do that. And, of course, we don't have to wait until Mother's Day to do that, but we don't want Mother's Day to pass by and not do that. I know I can get an amen somewhere on that. But once again, good evening, everybody. This is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. I am your host, Loretta Petit, and I want to give a shout-out to my awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim, and happy Mother's Day to you. And before we get started, we're going to go right into a word of prayer as we prepare to talk to a wonderful young sister on today, one I love from the depths of my heart. She made such a powerful and positive impression on me some years ago, and she's still shining her light, amen, and shining it brightly. But before we get to her, we're going to go right into prayer. Amen. Father God, we come now to say thank you today for all that you are, oh God, and all that you are to each and every one of us. We thank you for this blessed opportunity. Lord God, we come just to say hallelujah, to glorify you, God, because we know that you are good, you're God, and that you are God all by yourself. So we lift our hands wherever we are, and we say thank you, God. Thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Hallelujah to the Most High God. We pray that somebody would hear something today that would be a blessing to their very lives. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would get the glory. We thank you now. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank God. Well, good afternoon. Yes, indeed. And we're going to get right to our guest in just a quick moment. I'm a little handicapped today, always pushing, rushing, putting out fires, troubleshooting, you know, and all of that jazz. So today is no different, okay? Today is no different. And so we're juggling, but we're getting there. Amen. We're juggling, but we're getting there. So today our guest is, I am shooting myself in the foot today. Today we have a brand new author. She is a new author, and she wrote something that would be very informative, especially on the level of children. So adults can also learn from her book, no doubt. She is none other than, I call her daughter. Sometimes I may call her sister, you know. She's just awesome, though. She is a mother of four beautiful children. She is a licensed professional counselor supervisor. She owns her counseling agency, and she calls it Crystal Clear Counseling. Her name is Crystal. I love the name Crystal Clear Counseling and Consulting. And again, now she's a new author. She adds author to all of her other accomplishments. She is the author of the book, Mom, What is ADHD? Please help me welcome Crystal.
Hi.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for such a sweet introduction. Thank you for having me today.
I love you. Yes.
I love you too.
So, Crystal, okay, so you have your book. I'm excited that you have stressed out in that area, because I didn't say that you were once, don't know if you still is doing so, but after four kids, I don't know, but you still can. She is a praise dancer, or was a praise and worship dancer, liturgical dancer, and Crystal has a good business mind, too. So I'm really excited about, you know, you using your gifts and you using your talents and, you know, and dealing with something such as ADHD. So tell us a little bit about your journey to where you are now. What are some of the challenges that you've had to deal with? Because this is Women Winning at Life. And all of the women that come forth, you know, they share their testimony, their story, and then we're going to get to your business. We're going to get to your book. We want to know a little bit about who Crystal is. What's your journey been?
Sure. I have quite a journey. So when I was 18 years old, my mother died in a car accident. So I raised my younger sister and brother. They were 10 and 8 at the same time. So I would drop them off at school, and I would drive myself to high school. It was my senior year in high school. And so I stayed in the area from, you know, where I lived. I was going to go to Southern University, and my entire plans changed. I went to Southeastern. I raised my siblings. And my senior year in college, I met this amazing guy, my husband, Sean, and he and I got married and raised my younger siblings until they, you know, were our right age and ready to go out in the world. And then we started having our own children. So we do have 4 beautiful children. Katie, who is will be 16 this month. And in the book, the little girl that the mother is talking to is Katie. So she's the one asking all the questions. Karis, my 15-year-old this month. Champ Ian, he is 8 years old, and then Sean Caden is 6 years old. So they keep me busy. I also run a private practice. I have an office in Hammond and in Covington, and it's Crystal Clear Counseling and Consulting. And I also work in the local school district that I in the area in which I reside as well. So I do wear a lot of hats. I do make sure I practice self-care so that I am rested and rejuvenated. And I do believe that God has given me many talents. And so being able to write this book is one of them. There will be more books to come. And so I just take the time to say, okay, God, what do you have me to do in this season? Ecclesiastes 3:7, it said that 3:7 says there's a multiple seasons that we may go through. And this is a season that he has me in, a season of creativity, a season of joy, and we have been enjoying every bit of it.
Well, that's absolutely beautiful, Crystal. Wow, I didn't know some of that. You have an office in 2 locations. Okay. All right, that's awesome. And the school. And
yes.
Mommy and wife. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Yes, ma'am. Awesome, awesome. We have to be an octopus in this day and age. Well, let's talk a little bit about ADHD and the book. Before we get to ADHD, let's take this little baby step back, and let's talk about what prompted you to write your book.
So, as you mentioned earlier, I'm a licensed professional counselor supervisor. And a part of my journey has been family therapy. So I work in the school and I do family therapy as a counselor. And so one of the popular diagnoses that I see in the school system and in my private practice is ADHD. And so I am a big advocate for people knowing and being well educated on the diagnosis in which they receive. Because it's easy to go into an office, present some symptoms, and someone gives you a diagnosis. Hey, you have this diagnosis. Or, you know,
yes.
Kids have IEPs in the school system or whatever that looks
yes.
like, and the diagnosis is ADHD. So I wanted to take the time to really explain kind of what are some of the symptoms of ADHD. What are some coping skills that you could utilize for ADHD? And journal, and put a journal in the back of the book as well. So it's something that I've seen, and many times the parents as well as the child themselves just may be unaware of what does that mean for me now that you've told me I have ADHD.
Right. Okay, so that prompted you to say, okay, I'm going to put this in a book so that I can educate others. On how to recognize and what is it, you know, how to cope with it and things of that nature. Is it only coping or can it be something cured to your knowledge?
Well, sometimes kids outgrow ADHD, And sometimes they become adults with ADHD. I actually see a lot of adults who were not diagnosed all as a child, and then when they're older, they realize, like, I'm struggling, you know, in my profession, I'm struggling with parenting or balance, and they figure out that they have ADHD. Another component to that is it hit close to home. So I have family members that have ADHD as well, so I've seen those symptoms up close and personal. And so, and as a mother, and speaking to other mothers, it can be frustrating, right? Because one of the things that happens is you're issuing multiple tasks, and that ADHD brain may not absorb every task. They may only do one of those tasks and miss the other task, right? There may be some dishonesty for the sake of, I don't want to get in trouble. So if you ask me a question, I'm going to tell you yes. I mean, I think through it only because I don't want to get in trouble. There may be a lack of balance, you know, being able to juggle many things at one time. There may be a lack of focus. There may be some behavior issues, or what, you know, in the past they would call, you know, hyperactivity, like, oh, you're just hyper, you know. And so there are a lot of labels that come with it, but it is important to understand diagnosis, because they are regular people who can function as productive citizens in society. It's just understanding that, okay, let me make a list of things that I have to do. Can you speak a little bit slower when you're giving me the instructions, right? Or paying being able to focus. And so medication and therapy can help. And sometimes not just you don't need medication. You could just do therapy, or you learn a routine. You learn ways to help you, what works for you. And you know, sometimes kids will put music in their ears to help them focus in on one thing, too. So there's multiple ways, and people do it all the time. They're not understanding that that's a great way to help them focus.
Awesome. That's beautiful. So your journey to the book was prompted because of what you know and what you're trying to share and teach others. I think that's a beautiful thing. So being a therapist, a counselor, Crystal, that means that there are so many other components and things that you could put in the book. So this could be the beginning of a lot of books.
Look at you. Look at you.
This could be the beginning of a lot of books. All righty.
Yes.
So tell me how can people, first of all, you put it on the level of a child, right? You said, Mom, what is ADHD? That helped you to break it down to the lowest terms so people can understand.
Absolutely.
As well as children.
The book is a dialogue between a mother and a child. And the child hears the term ADHD. So the child goes home and says, Mom, what is ADHD? And the mom is like, where did you hear that from? Why are you asking that? You know? And so then she begins to say, oh, I heard my teachers talking about it. I heard some people talking about it at school. And so then the mom says, okay, in that case, then mom goes into on this journey of explaining ADHD. And while on the journey, there are also emotions that the daughter displays as well. Like, oh, does that make the parents sad that their kid may have ADHD, you know? And, well, what are their classmates? How do you respond? You know, those type things is a dialogue between the mother and the daughter.
Okay. How long did it take you to put your book together?
I actually wrote this book back in 2018 or 2019. And I've just been sitting on it, and I have a dear friend who is an author, and she said to me, it's time. I talk about it all the time. I would talk about it all the time, and she's like, it's time. It's time for you to put the book out. And so she assisted me with getting everything together and getting the book done, and it's done. We have a product.
That's wonderful. And your goal with your book going forward, I know you're trying to get some information out. What are some of the plans you have to be able to reach the people that may not be your current clients, people that need to have this understanding, mothers, fathers, and some adults that, you know, have some of these displaying traits and what have you? So you, what are some of the avenues, I guess I'm asking, as well as the goals you have for getting this book out?
So my goal is that every household could have this book, actually.
has that goal.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely, absolutely. The book is actually on Amazon, so it's set to release on May 7th, which is like a day I'll be speaking, and I'll have the books with me. I do have some books with me, but for the sake of, you know, this is a national broadcast, so the book is actually on Amazon. If people want a signed copy, they can go follow my social media and go to the link that I have on there. I have a separate link where I'll sign the book and get the book delivered out as well. I have a couple of events that I'll be a part of this weekend. I have an event, a Mother's Day brunch that I'll be speaking. I'll be speaking this summer in New Orleans at the Teacher Leader Summit, one of my coworkers and I. So, you know, I'll be speaking a little bit about, I'll be mentioning my book there. We have a therapist mixer coming up. I'll be talking about it. So wherever I'm going, I'm talking about it. And one of the things that I ask people to do when I sign their books and I ask them to share on their social media has been a great avenue because a lot of people have supported me and shared the book. And so, and also when you get a signed copy, I have a journal that's going to be released as well, and it's called I Am Worth It. So simultaneously with this book, I've created a journal because I do a lot of affirmations with my clients, and so the journal is called I Am Worth It, and that'll be available soon on Amazon as well.
Okay, hold one second. We're talking to Crystal Hooper. She is an LPC supervisor, and she's the author of the book What is ADHD?
Mom.
This is, of course, the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. You can reach me by sending your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I'd love to correspond with you. We have some questions that came in earlier for you, Crystal. And the first question is, what piece of advice would you have wanted to receive before you embarked up on your career? You know, you thought about becoming this counselor, but, you know, you go through some, I guess, some hills and valleys in any particular aspect of business or whatever. But for you, what would have made the journey a little bit easier? What piece of advice would you have wanted to receive?
A piece of advice that I would have wanted to receive would be trust the process, because becoming a therapist is a process, and it's about you're the expert in the room and utilizing your experience and your knowledge. And for me, that also means exercising the Holy Spirit. So being able to listen, you know, being a good listener is important. Being able to hear, you know, what people are saying beyond what they're saying, because sometimes people will tell you things, but they'll tell you more than what they actually say. And trusting the process, I think, has a lot to do with, you know, becoming a therapist, because it is a process, you know, and sometimes you can find yourself in scary situations like, oh my gosh, this is huge, you know, and these people are trusting me. So trusting, you know, the God in the inside of you and trusting the process, I think.
Okay, so I know that you're a Christian. I know you love the Lord. Is that always a part of your practice, Christianity, spirituality?
I'm a trained Christian therapist, but I do provide regular or secular counseling, so counseling that does not involve Christianity. However, I'm a Christian, you know, it's who I am, the fiber of my being. So I always try to exercise best practices. I do utilize clinical knowledge and information, my clinical expertise, and so no, to answer that question. I don't, not every client that I see has a Christian session on Christianity.
Okay, I have a few more questions that came to me for you. If you wanted to practice outside of Louisiana, are there other licenses that's needed, a different license for each state perhaps?
Now, there is a petition that's going forth right now, and it's like a two-year contract where therapists will be able to practice in other states via telehealth. That petition has not been passed yet, and I think there's about 10 states that are on board. Louisiana was in the legislative portion of it, and so as of right now, can you do that? No. With my current license, I could not practice in another state. However, I can get licensed in another state in order to practice in that state. But there may be a day coming real soon where you can be licensed in Louisiana and practice in other states based on this new, yes.
Okay, great. And so what are some of the ethical, boundaries you need to be aware of in building relationships with your clients?
Well, there definitely has to be, we're required to have ethics annually within our CEUs. And so you're not supposed to overshare. You're not supposed to have personal relationships with your clients. You're supposed to have those boundaries keep those professional relationships intact. There are a lot of boundaries that, of course, we have to follow as it relates to professionalism and your relationships with your clients, the communication, not partying, having friends, hanging out with your clients. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to keep a boundary and a professional relationship with your clients.
Okay, and saying that, if you went to a party and one of your clients was there, would you leave?
If I went to a party and one of my clients was there, I would say hello to the, I would not say hello. I would act as if I don't know them. It depends on the party. So if this is a personal party, it's near and dear, I would not be in their space. I would not be in the space with my client at all. I would, and if it is too close, I would leave, yes. I would respect my client's boundaries, but no one's going to know that I have a relationship with this person in the room at all.
Okay. Great. Okay, and I think the final question is, what kind of funding do you think is needed to help with the ADHD disorder? Or do you think there's enough funding out there? Do you think we need more funding? Or is it being funded at all? I mean, as that or any other mental diseases or mental disorders, that would fall in line, right, with a mental disorder or no?
Yes, it will be considered a mental, it's mental illness. And right now the country is spotlighting, the world is spotlighting mental illness. So, of course, therapy is covered under, when you go to therapy for ADHD, that's covered by your insurance. There are a lot of grants for mental health awareness, just bringing awareness to different communities, educating people on mental illnesses. And so, and this is May, it's National Mental Illness Month. So bringing awareness, there's a lot of money out there for doing that. So I think there is a lot of funding. It just depends on what you would like to do in the scope of what your ideas are as it relates to ADHD.
Got you. Okay, well, Crystal, you have truly been a blessing, and you've given a lot of great information. So let's turn our attention back to your book. How can people reach you to get your book? I know you said Amazon, but you said something about the signed copy. How can they get that?
So they can go and follow me on Facebook, Crystal Clear Counseling and Consulting. I have a link on there for my book. You can go to my website, crystalclearcounseling.org. You can purchase my book from the website. And again, the book is listed on Amazon as well.
Okay, so when they go to your website or your Facebook page, they'll be able to let you know they're interested in a signed copy. Is that one of the options, or do they need to make sure that they enter that in there?
It's a separate link from the Amazon link.
Okay.
So that just them clicking that link is going to let me know that they're wanting to purchase a signed copy.
Understood. Well, is there anything that we did not cover that you think would be pertinent to our conversation today? And if so, you have the mic.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me, Ms. Loretta. You know, I love you very dearly. Yes, this book is a it's near and dear to my heart. It's the work that I see in the community. It's the work that I do, and it's very informative. It's educational. I would love for mothers and children to have more dialogue around it. I don't want the book to just be a resource on the shelf. I want it to spark a conversation so that people can talk about it, so that they can talk about, oh, I know such and such that has those symptoms, or I have those symptoms myself. Mental illness is becoming, it's huge in the spotlight, but I don't want people to just receive diagnosis. I want them to be aware of the diagnosis. I want them to be aware of the treatment possibilities, whether that's coping skills, whether that's therapy. Some people need medication, you know, if that's medication, whatever it is that they need. I just want them to be informed about the diagnosis in which they have received. And I want the community to be looking for more things coming from Crystal Hooper, LPCS, because there are more projects that I have in the works, and my journal as well. It'll be coming out soon. I Am Worth It. It's a very good 30-day journal, just going through those positive emotions that can counteract some of the negative emotions that people feel on a daily basis.
Thank you so much, Crystal. We certainly appreciate it. And you're right. There's so much to know. And I thank God that you're going to continue to put out other informative pieces like that. And as we get ready to close on today, I do want to encourage you to love God, love people. Ephesians 4 and 2 tells us to be patient with each other. And, of course, we're giving allowances to others' faults because of the love we have one for another. Don't forget to reach out to Crystal Clear Counseling on Facebook, on the page crystalclearcounseling.org. Once again, Crystal, thank you for being with us on today. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace, where you find the positive voice, positive vibes, and positive vision. Until next time, may God bless you, may God keep you. This is my prayer. I'm Loretta Petit. Bye-bye.